Hello, everybody. This is the Lou Feliciano Steve Baio Show right here on WVOX 1460 AM. Good to be with you on July 4th, 2021, a very important day to me, and I know to Lou and to most of you, as I believe it should be for all of you, all of those who love democracy, love our republic, love freedom, and not just Americans. I was discussing that with a friend today, Lou, how, you know, if you believe in our story and our foundation story, it's a great story, and no American ever said nobody else in the world can share in it. There are people on the other side of the globe, Lou, and you know better than me because your background is maybe a little more in this direction than mine. People on the other side of the world who've never been to America, never will be to America, have a bust of John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
in their living room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So makes you proud. I don't care what party you're of, but it's a great story we have, and especially today when there are so many challenges coming.
Well, that's what bothers me, Steve, not to interrupt.
Please, go ahead.
What bothers me about this immigration, you got people in Eastern Europe, you got people in the Asian population that are trying to get in this country legally the right way for years. For years.
Yep.
And they can't get in. Meanwhile, there's 5,000 to 2,000 people a day, 2,000 to 5,000 people a day crossing the borders. These camps are overfilled down the borders or whatever. But people are trying to do it legit in all parts of this world for the freedom that we have, for the learning that we have, the hospitals, the technology that we have, can't get in this country. It's very sad.
I think you're right. They're not coming here for narrow. You know, the ones we should be welcoming, especially the ones not coming here for just narrow purposes, but for a better life, to live freedom, to contribute to our great story. And again, not to take away from those who are here under other circumstances, who by and large, I think, do contribute constructively. That's been the record, regardless of how you got here. But I do believe we should give special place for those who follow the laws, because we are, if you believe in our Constitution, we are a nation of laws, not men and women, but of laws. And I think that sets us apart. We are not a cult of personality here. We're something else. Anyway, that and many other things we salute today. And thank you for listening here. And this is WVOX, your local news source. It's also a great place for opinion about everything from the universe to the world, to the nation, to the state, to the county of Westchester, right here to New Rochelle. And Lou has a special announcement for us for next week. Or is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks. I want to tell everybody, put this date on your calendar. July 17th, our very own Dennis Nardone turns 70, and they're having a big birthday bash at Silver Lake up in West Harrison at 6:30. He's going to have Barbara Harris from the Toys, Tommy Pipes, Magic Show, the band Just Nuts. He's having a whole bunch of people there. So try to put that date on your calendar. It's a free concert. It's a free concert, and it's a beautiful night. You'll get to see Dennis and all the people at VOX. I'm probably going to be there with my wife and family, too. So try to make that occasion. July 17th at 6:30 at Silver Lake.
West what Harrison. Day of the week is that?
That should be a Friday or a Saturday, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I'll certainly look forward to that. If I can be there, I will be there. Dennis Nardone, great show he has in the morning, and which should be the first place you stop if you're getting a local newspaper or any newspaper. I guess that's a good choice also. But if you're not, and a lot of us aren't, good place to stop for the latest about Westchester, New Rochelle, and the world. Talk about anything, everything today. I guess July 4th gives us a little breather, even for 36, 72 hours from the currents of politics. But I just have to go over some stuff that accumulates in my mailbox. Lou, I don't know if you've contributed to political campaigns lately, but last year, knowing Trump had very little chance in New York, I gave to a bunch of different candidates across the country who I thought reflected my, and I believe you're also, you know, conservative traditional views favoring capitalism, but also, of course, compassion and a good service and good social safety net to those who deserve it, those who are here lawfully. And I gave to a bunch of candidates all around the country, Congress mainly, and that paid off. I believe the Republicans did better in the congressional elections than we might have expected, even though the presidential election was disappointing to us. But I have to tell you, when you do that, it puts you on a whole sorts of mailing lists.
Oh, you get tons of it.
Yeah, I've gotten solicitations from, you know, dog catcher of San Jose, California. There's no end to it. Even people who lost the election, they figure, well, this sap, he's good for paying for my election again or non-election.
Yes.
And people who've won, that doesn't stop them from trying to bark up this tree again. Again, it's part of our democracy, our Republican government. But it is a little disappointing when literally three-quarters of my mail is junk mail, all coming out of two or three post office boxes in the Washington suburbs. That's very strange. But anyway, that's what you get. But I do believe, you know, what we're talking about today is still important. I just want to take from one piece of mail. It's a group devoted to term limits, which I think are a very good idea, whether it should be done locally, as has been done in some places like Yonkers recently, but also nationally by national amendment. Here's a quote from the mighty President Harry S. Truman, one of my favorite Democrats. Term limits would cure both seniority and senility, both terrible legislative diseases, Lou. Wouldn't that be a great idea? So what do you think about term limits?
I think there should be term limits. Otherwise, you have these Nancy Pelosi's, Chucky Schumer, that keeps getting it. Because Chuck's in a small part of Greenwich Village that he keeps getting voted in. So she's from a small part of San Francisco that she keeps getting voted in. But this has to stop because you have to change. You have to change because it gets stalemate after a while. And that's what happens because these people run at everything after a while. They're there so many years. They don't pass nothing. There's no new bills that are out there. And they just put their own propaganda, their own agenda out there.
Yeah, you wonder why they're holding on so hard. I once met the senior senator at a restaurant in the Hamptons. I should have known better. But, he's carrying himself on like a normal person. Actually, he's pretty well behaved. But I had no idea he's such a fount of power that he is. Yeah. And so afraid was he. And this is like 20 years ago, more. So afraid he was of losing, he is today, of losing his office. Like, heaven forbid his family's going to be thrown into poverty.
Yes.
And the world's going to end. This man has at least two pensions awaiting him.
Wow.
What would be the tragedy if he just said, you know what, I've done enough. I want to really be a principled person from now on. Let me give it up to some nice new candidate. Maybe even one of my relatives, or maybe a promising young person new to the party, or maybe a recent immigrant. Wouldn't that be nice? A nice send-off
for an incumbent. Yeah, but see what it is with these people. They like that juice.
They really
do. They thrive for that juice.
You got to believe it.
And that's how I see it. They thrive for that juice and whatever like that. It's their ticket. It's their ticket. They punch. So, you know.
Can you imagine? Just imagine him waiting in line, you know, at a restaurant or a reservation for a theater ticket. Can you imagine if he got cut off, you know, by somebody? He'd probably beat someone to smithereens. What is so important about being on the top of the legislative pyramid?
Wow.
You got to wonder. There's something growing. And not just Democrats. He just happens to be our unfortunate perpetual senator. Yeah. There's Don Young in Alaska, whose name I didn't recall. He's been the senator there, I think, for 40 years, if this is possible. It's not just Democrats. It's Republicans. It's a disease. And I do believe term limits are a good idea, but I'm not going to war over it, Lou, because there are many other things that, unfortunately, I think will be more important.
Well, Steve, just a couple of days ago, Trump held a rally in Florida, and there was about 25,000, 30,000 people there. And they say it rained for about 3 hours, and the people were there waiting or whatever, in the rain, and then Trump spoke.
Yeah.
To me, is that I would stop planning now the Republican Party. A DeSantis-Trump ticket would be a great ticket in this country. Right now, Republican stronghold was always Texas. We're losing that.
Sure.
With Texas, we're losing it. A big stronghold of Republican Party now is Florida. It's a new up-and-coming stronghold for the Republican Party.
Absolutely.
Would be better than a ticket of DeSantis and Trump? And I think that's even if you wanted to give DeSantis the top spot and make Trump the vice president or whatever,
yes.
If you put it out like that, because you still have a lot of people going to say a lot of stuff, even if you put it out like that at his age or whatever else like that, I think that's a great ticket for this country.
I think it's a great idea.
What he's doing in Florida right now is astronomical.
Of course. And DeSantis, of course, is considered by some America's favorite governor. I think he's done a very good job down there, certainly preserving their independence of action in our federal system. Remember, people, we are not a pure democracy. We're a republic. We have the effects of popular votes and majorities and minority concerns modified, or you might say ameliorated, by the idea that we're a republic. We are not just press a button and things change. There are circuit breakers built into it, checks and balances and everything else. Very promising, very unique part of our system. And DeSantis does a good job of that. But I think as a way of taking Trump off of the hot seat and making people maybe a little more open to voting for him a second time, very good idea. Put him in the number two seat.
Number two seat, exactly.
This is Stephen Liu on WVOX on Memorial Day. Keep your dial where it is. We'll be back in a moment.
And national news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
News. I'm Karen McHugh. They're bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Elsa in South Florida later tonight.
The worst of the storm is expected after midnight here in Key West. Monroe County officials tell us they've asked all businesses here to have their storm preps done by sunset. Tropical Storm Elsa, with sustained winds of 65 miles per hour, was a Category 1 hurricane. It has already hit Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and St. Lucia. As of this hour, three people are reported dead.
Fox's Matt Finn. The storm's then expected to head northwest towards Tampa. Meanwhile, in Surfside, where the remainder of the collapsed condo was taken down last night, recovery crews have shifted into high gear.
We're excited to be back there. We're pouring all over that debris mound. And then we've got waves and waves of search and rescue ready to go, and it's going to go on until we get everybody out.
Mayor Charles Burkett, 27 are dead, 118 still unaccounted for. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Between the junk you've accumulated and purged and the waste generated from everyday living, you need to rely on your trash removal service to get the job done. You deserve honesty. You expect reliability. You need CRP Sanitation. Since 1979, CRP Sanitation has been the trash removal company homeowners, business owners, and contractors have depended on for honest, reliable service. No dispatchers in different locations who don't know you, no answering services. CRP employees answer the phones, and they know their customers by name. Communication is a key to their success. Communication with you. Other companies offer the world and never deliver. CRP Sanitation offers exactly what you get. Honesty, dependability, professionalism. Doing some remodeling? CRP Sanitation can estimate the weight and needs of a dumpster. And that means not paying more than you need or having to add additional services at additional costs. Not all trash companies are created equal. Family-owned. CRP Sanitation. Westchester's finest in sanitation. Call 592-4129. 592-4129.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
The many roads I've covered. The many trails.
again. This is the Steve and Lou Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano here on WVOX 1460 AM, Mondays at 5:30, and broadcasting to you from WVOX headquarters, 1460 AM in New Rochelle, New York. We talk about everything under the sun, and we will go to our first caller tonight. Hello, Larry.
Oh, Steve?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hey, Larry. I'm good, good. Hey, Lou, Steve. They told me I was the second caller. That's why you threw me off a little bit.
All right. No problem.
Anyway, happy 4th of July.
Same to you and your family.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. And what I'd like to say is, you know, everyone's saying in 2022 we're going to turn things around. We can't afford to wait to 2022. We have to impeach Biden now. He's destroying this country. He's uncontrolled spending. He has open borders. There's well over a million people that have come in the 4 months, 5 months that he's been in office, 6 months.
Yes.
You know, the country's getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for all these idiots, these criminals?
I think the concern you raise is real. I think the addition of unscreened medically, chemically, practically, never mind legally, it's something to worry about, and it's just the spending. Of course, the aid packages between the stimulus spending and the trillions spent, and of course the new budget matters, going to $9 or $10 trillion to be spent this year, Lou. Very scary.
Hey, you know what, Larry? Another thing is, look what's happening in New York City. Murders, everything. Crime is up like crazy. Subway shootings, subway stabbings. And you want to defund the police departments? Are you out of your mind?
Right. Well, that's what the Democrats have been screaming. And that Lightfoot in Chicago, another 80 people got shot this weekend.
Ridiculous.
You know, and then, you know, she happens to be black. And what she said was she's only going to interview people of color, no whites. Yep. If a white person said that, they'd be thrown off the air.
That's,
you'd
a,
never
racist
hear from them again.
That's a racist statement.
Yep.
It's
reverse discrimination.
Exactly.
I'm sick and tired of it.
Of course.
I refuse to be PC. I'm speaking up. The problem is people don't speak their minds. If you got something to say, say it. Because you see how far these leftists got away with a lot of stuff because people like us kept our mouths shut.
Of course.
No more.
Well,
no more.
I got to tell you, Larry.
What's her name again, Larry? From
Lori Lightfoot. Lightweight. Lightweight. Lori Lightweight. Larry, thanks.
Director of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Horrible. But I got to tell you, Larry, callers like you and, of course, other private individuals, the occasional official, too, across the country speaking up when this needs to be condemned. There was a time where the media, you remember those hallowed days of Walter Cronkite? Believe me, those days were never as good as they say it was. But still, he was a reasonably fair person. That would never have escaped this nitwit's mouth without condemnation from most responsible political parties and individuals, regardless of political coloration. Nowadays, she's off limits, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Biden needs to be impeached. He, you know, as you said, Steve, this is a republic. A lot of people don't know the difference between a republic and a democracy. But for those who don't know, a republic is a country governed by laws. That's what we are. Yep. A democracy is, you know, majority rules. That's what happens in the election. So we have a democratic election, but our country is a republic governed by laws.
Yep.
He's not enforcing our laws. He should be charged with treason, as far as I'm concerned, and he should be impeached.
Well, Larry, I love you, but here's what I disagree with, and I got to tell you the truth. What happens if that does happen? We get Kamala Harris, so, you know, you're going from the frying pan into the fire.
An utter disaster.
Yeah, another disaster is right.
Yeah,
we pick off one at a time.
Well, you know, there's an argument to be made there, but I can tell you, the little I know of Harris, at least Biden has a responsible past that, you know, we can refer back to however many decades ago. Kamala Harris is, to me, just a story of political opportunism, and the rest I won't go into some of the more sordid parts of it. But I will tell you, Larry, I've seen her, Larry and Lou, interviewed on television, unfortunately. There is no greater arrogance and just absolute spoiled indulgence I've ever seen in a human being than when she is being interviewed. It's like she has no patience for the interviewer, for the questions. She is a totally indulged vessel. She is just, to me, unwatchable.
You know, they talk about the jails that they built down the border there, so-called jails. That's the Obama administration that put those
there. The cages.
Of course.
Obama, the administration, put those there. When she talked about during the election that these people are caged up like animals. At that time, there was like 200 maybe people in these cages.
Right.
There's like 600-700 people in these cages. There's no room for them to sleep now.
Right.
She hasn't been down there at all. Right. So, you know, they're complete opposite what they said during the campaigns.
Let's face it, Larry, Lou, if this were a Republican in office, you could imagine the specials or the special spotlight features where they say, this week we're going to compare politicians to their campaign promises. Then they'll show pictures of the facilities under President Trump and now under the president and vice president. And they'll be going, wait a second, political promises broken? You can imagine we saw all sorts of this creativity in journalism when President Trump was in office. You see none of it today. It's like the press is hear no evil, see no evil. Speak no evil. It's completely false. And the American people have to rise up, and there's never been a better time with the Internet and other features and other facilities, Larry.
You know, I was just thrown off of Facebook for 30 days, and the censorship is
really
disgusting. You can't even fight those people because what they say goes. And what do you have? You have a bunch of liberals, and if you ruffle their feathers, they cancel you out.
That's incredible.
It's crazy.
I don't want to cause you any more tsuris. You know what tsuris is. It's not Greek. Trouble. Larry, I'd like to talk to you maybe privately about it, because that's really a shame. I know you, and you don't deserve that type of sanction.
Larry's a great guy.
I've known you to be an honest and a decent, God-fearing, and respectful person.
And what he does for everybody, Larry, people don't know.
I know because
I'm a good friend of his.
And a real member of the community of New Rochelle.
Exactly.
And that's a disgrace. And I know the alleged civil libertarians out there will tell you, well, Facebook's private company. No such thing. Facebook has an uber monopoly over this type of communication. The law needs to be changed. Republicans, shame on them, and Democrats also for letting this exemption persist. We have to start reining in these media oligarchies and make them pay the way any monopoly in the world would pay. This is not right. It's got to be dealt with, and I hope a new Congress will deal with it.
If they can censor a president of the United States,
of course,
what chance do we have?
Nobody.
And this is the beginning of communism.
And let's face it. Yeah, of course. And think of the countless millions, Larry. I'm not saying your position is common, but can you imagine the thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are being victimized like you?
Absolutely. You don't even know about it. There's no way to know about it, and there's no way to fight it.
Who are you going to tell? Facebook? Disgraceful.
You can't tell anybody.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
And don't try Twitter, right? Because they're two peas in a pod.
Right.
We know that.
You know,
they compare
people
notes.
Say to me, you ought to go off Facebook. You know what? That's what they want me to do.
Of course
I'm
going to
keep fighting. The only way I'm getting off of Facebook is when they throw me off again.
Good for you, Larry.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's
good
discipline.
For you, Larry.
We all need it, and we have to know where our strengths are, Larry.
And Larry, keep up the great job that you do always.
Keep fighting.
Thanks. I like your guys' show. Keep
Thank
it
you,
up.
Larry. Keep
Thanks,
going.
Larry. Thank you, Larry.
Right, have a good one.
Have
Bye.
A great
Thank
holiday.
You, Larry.
This is the Lou and Steve show. Lou Feliciano and Steve Mayo right here on WVOX. Let's go to our next caller. Okay. Missing our last call, Lorraine. We'll wait for the next one. And just going to another headline, not necessarily a headline, Lou, just so we stay a pace of local news. Again, I'm relying on weekly papers. I don't read the Journal News. It isn't as reliable as it once was, that great Gannett chain product. But I'm going to the Westchester Rising paper. Looks like they do not have the local version anymore. It is called Westchester Rising. Whatever it is, it's good to have even this paper. Good job Dan Murphy is doing, and great to have him. Headline, last week's edition, Westchester Police Unions claim D.A. Rocha hunting cops, quote-unquote, after arrest of New Rochelle detective. I bet, Lou, you've heard about this story.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I don't have all the facts.
Neither do I, so I don't want to say anything.
I don't have any inside information.
Me either. So
and I'm not going to go into areas where there are much more qualified people than me to talk on the subject. I don't study stories like this. But I will tell you, Ms. Rocha, good luck to her. I hope she is informed by wisdom. She certainly has a nice background and a good education. Credit to her. But I will tell you, when she was running, holding herself out as a progressive DA, I don't even know what that means. I would say if you're running for a responsible position such as that, you should not be progressive or conservative, left or right. You're running as DA. You're representing everybody, the good people versus the bad people, so to speak. I'm very suspicious of this prosecution, or at least this treatment of a New Rochelle cop. Yes, I'm a New Rochelle partisan, but I'd like the truth gotten at in this story. But the basic story is New Rochelle policeman comes out of off duty to help a mother being pummeled by her son. According to reports, there's more to it. We'll find out more if you have any information. Call us 914-636-0110. Lou and I will be right back after this commercial break here on WVOX. Standing still.